It's going to get out there and play more.
Obviously, it's different from team to team, but what do you necessarily take out of a game from team you played the first time going forward to a game like this? I know that the second games over the last 3 or 4 years against the Jets, you guys have had really good numbers against them as opposed to maybe struggling at times in the first game.
I think the biggest thing is personnel, even though this week's going to be a little different, especially for the secondary as far as, you know, who's up, who's down. They have some guys going IR as well, but you kind of know a little bit about, you know, how they like to use players, but you know, a lot of times it's a totally different game, you know, because you have a result from the first game, you know, so they know, all right, this didn't work well, this did work well. So, you know, I think the biggest thing for us is we try to watch that game and see if we can anticipate what will happen, what they might try, and, you know, you go from there. But it's always two totally different games, but usually the biggest thing is personnel-wise. You know, a lot of teams, you can't change your whole team around, so you'll know guys better than you knew them the first time.
Not just personnel, but what are some of the things that jumped off the page for you when you're looking at the Jets from week two as opposed to now?
What they're able to do. I think Geno Smith allows them to be able to do multiple different things as far as, you know, personnel groups. You know, they always have a little wildcat in there. They do a lot of different things. So as a defense, that's tough to prepare for. So, you know, in week two, they were doing a lot of things. But now, you know, more into the season, they've got added more stuff. So it's going to be a bunch of different things we have to prepare for.
Devin, obviously being a defensive captain is a very important job, but what do you need to be to have to be effective in that position?
You know, for me, I think of it as, you know, Mayo and Vince are still our captains, and, you know, just stepping in and filling a title, a role, but for me it's just to keep doing what I've been doing, keep being a leader on the defense. To me, those two will be the captains. They got voted captains earlier this season, and you know, my job now is, you know, when guys get hurt and they can't be around, is guys have to step up. And, you know, I've been appointed one of those guys to step up, but it's no different. You know, guys on defense have to step up. Guys like Steve Gregory, that's played a lot of football here already. You know, Spikes, a guy that's a fourth-year player as well. We all got to step up and kind of be group captains now. It's not, you can't replace two guys that have already been voted captains.
Is their loss felt more on Sunday or Monday through Saturday?
I don't know. You know, you don't think about it. You just prepare and you go play.
You feel snake-bit? I mean, you don't want anybody to get hurt, but when you look at, you know, two keys to your defense, does it almost feel like, why is this happening to us?
You got to move on and play football. You just feel bad for them, you know. We play football together, but those are, you know, those are your friends, your brothers. You hate to see them have to go through that.